in Bava Metzia by the Rosh Hashiva Gimel Eloi Toshim and Bav, September 7th, 1986, on Sunday.
To appoint himself in the Shia, there's been any used it to force, instead of imposing upon women the burden of going to bed and expressing to some intimate toy, I mean that all involved energy and time and everything. Some male, it's all in Rashi. And Rashi says, oh, you're in Rashi. But remember, Mamori, when does Rav Nachman say in Rashi, if he has any business, then he's 100% sure that he can recover from this. But if he doesn't have any business, so if he goes to business, he knows nothing about it. So even though he knows in his heart, the king, the government, he has no right to use physical force against the person. But so what does Bikeach means physical force against the boat? Let's say he's very courageous and he's very strong, and he just gets on the boat and starts rowing it, and Shimon is not in a position, you know, to grab the boat. So that is allowed. Force chaos against the boat, not has to show the chaos against the power. Then he's a Roshan if he uses chaos against the power. Even though he knows that Shimon is a Gazan, he has no right to be in the Yal Havele, only if he has aided him. So then Rav Nachman says, oh, we didn't do enough. But without aiding, as in this case, so Keach means Keach against the boat, not against the power. Or, call down the bow, whoever is stronger, with rice, or new rice. Doesn't mean aiding, so in every case, it means, you know, what we call today circumstantial evidence, you know, not really hard, you know, prima facie evidence, you know, sacrifice. So whoever submits more evidence than the other, even though the evidence is not conclusive in any way, so he gets it. So if from the Rosh it appears that Kol Da'al Gvar is a psagdi. A psagdi, even though, because the Rosh is like this, even if he's from the highest, some in such a case, where Ben doesn't know, so the Mele, Ben doesn't know, and no one is Muzek, so Ben relies on the Hoche of the Tzas, on the Raya of Tzasifah, of the prima facie, or upon whoever is stronger than Keach. Why? What is the significance of Keach? Even Keach is in the boat. What is the significance? So the significance is that Nastam, it's not always so, but usually the person who knows that he is the real owner, so he is more energetic, and he is misanethic himself more. He's misanethic himself more than one who knows it's not his. So Mele, if Ruben is stronger, and he uses force against the boat, so that's exasperated that he is, you know, how is it he was more courageous than Shimon? The answer is because he knows it's his, so he's more courageous. Shime, it's not his. So Mele, he's not ready to show so much courage. That's how the Rosh explained. So, according to the Rosh, Kol Da'al Gvar is a psag. Even though the Raya is not conclusive, it's only a prima facie Raya, prima facie proof, not a conclusive proof, but in this situation where no one is in music and Bezin doesn't know what to do, so Bezin relies on this thing, right? Yes.
How do we see from the Rosh that's a psak din?
What?
How do we see from the Rosh that it's a psak din?
Because he mentions the Raya, that whoever is the owner, he's more courageous. And he's ready to show more perseverance and courage. Yes.
Let me say that if the character would just be the person of the Gazlan, that he would be afraid that if he would go take it, that the other person would come with aid him the next day of the day. If the Gaslin would show this courage and take it, then perhaps the next day the other person would come with aid him, so it's not with them.
You can crucify it. You know, commander, so it might be, you know, unfortunate to find in many situations, in many cases, especially today, but in all times, when Dr. Gaslin showed more courage. Today, of course, I mean, the terrorists, they show a lot of audacity and courage. But first of all, today is an abnormal situation. Mankind today is not normal. It's a crazy world today. So you cannot mention any rise from today. But in normal times, so usually the one who is right, he shows more courage than the one who is wrong. Today, I mean, the situation is different. So, but even Bisman Chazal, when mankind was normal, more normal than today, so it was also not always so. So many times, that kid, the Gaslin, shows more courage and energy in this Rasnefesh. And the honest man, he's subdued, you know, and he feels inhibited. But usually, the honest man shows more courage than the dishonest person. I'll tell you the reason is, you see, after all these Allah has applied to Jews, not to go So all these mishpatim apply to Jews, not to non-Jews. As far as Jews are today, unfortunately, so it's by Salam, by Goyim, by Yemen, by Seyem. So you have Jews who belong to the mafia, unfortunately. But you know, this man Chazal, when Jews adhere to the Torah, so usually the courageous person, the honest person, showed more courage than the dishonest person. Why? You know, I remember as a child, or four, I remember, the Ganovim in the little towns in Russia. Ganovim, all right, so they were not honest, they were Ganovim, they were thieves. But my thieves, they were nice people. I mean, they were good people. Today, Ganovim is ready to kill. When I was a little child, the Jewish family has to show them, I mean, they couldn't see blood. They knew each other when they saw blood. But today, anyone that steals is ready to kill too, you see. So it's a different psychology today. I mean, whoever heard in the Jewish people also? Whoever heard it today? Sometimes it happens to find the Jews. Terrible things that one Jew in a rage of fury killed another Jew. In a rage of fury, you know. In a rage of fury. But just to kill, to make you hold back, to come to innocent people, they made you hold back. It never happened among the Jewish people. You know when they developed among the Jews after the First World War. So he developed. You know, unfortunately, in the blessed United States of America, so many Jewish youngsters participated in the war, you know, and they accustomed themselves to kill. All right, kill the enemy, but you know, you get accustomed to kill, so you kill the enemy, so you don't shudder before blood. You know, you don't shudder. So then, and in the United States, and among the non-Jews, did you have it? Class of gangsters before the First World War. You didn't have it. You had pirates, you know, robbers, I mean, on the road, you know, in the West. A professional class of gangsters, you didn't have it. It only developed after the First World War. Anyway, as far as the Jewish people is concerned, so I mean, in the days of Chazal, in the days of Mishenim, and in the days of the early Achreim, I mean, until 50 years ago. So we had no option. So even the fee was considerate, you know, relatively considerate to human life. But today, I mean, but in those days, so usually it was, as the Rosh said, that the one who is honest and is fighting for his property, he is likely to show more courage than the one who is not honest. He's not honest. But even in the days of Chazal, it was not a conclusive proof. But in this case, where no one is in Mosaic or alive, on this relatively faint evidence. Faint evidence. But it's exciting. Now let's see the Rosh and the Rosh. We're going to see. The very beginning. Schneider and Vitalik. Zeyran mitzvah siyah, Zeyran mitzvah siyah. Kedimotim shishal meisah. Amitim Chaver Olvaraya, we have two dinim of Amitim Chaver Olvaraya. There is two dinim of Mosek. There is one din of Mosek of Bir. Hazoke Kol Mashi Yadodim Shishale. Let's say, even if somebody is of, even though the Arabian will know that only yesterday it belonged to somebody else, there is more Kame, but today, Shimon is Tafus, let's take this in mind. Suppose the Arabian know who saw the tool being bought on Friday. This tool. This one is good. This one is good. Now, on Sunday, Shimon has it in his hand. And Rubin says, he comes to Bezdin and says, you Shimon, you are a terrible person. You came to my house. You came to my house and you stole it from my house. And she says, what are you talking about? Are you big enough for me to sell it? And you sold it to me, I paid for it. They haven't been telling this, what is this impossible? Since Shimon has possession of the tool now, and he says that even though Reuben literally bought it on Friday before and stuff, but Friday afternoon he sold it to him, and he has possession. So he believes, Chazoke Kol Mashi Yarodim Shishaleh. Even though Reuben is saying that he was the Molekame of this book, but right now, the top is Shimon. The top is Shimon. So there, Mosek is in Bill. Mosek is in Bill. But in the case of Mahmoud or the other. In other words, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben was the original owner of the pot. Shimon was the original owner of the chametz. Then they decided to make an exchange. So, let's say, so the halacha is, if one makes a shiche in one thing, let's say, Shimon is the original owner of the chametz. The donkey. So if Reuven makes a mishiche in the chameya, so not only is Reuven, does Reuven acquire title in the chameya heretofore belonging to Shimon, but automatically Shimon becomes the owner of the pot. Because when one makes a key in one object, there is a change. So the other party automatically needs a factor acquires title in the other party. So suppose at 9 o'clock in the morning today, Reuven was meshech Shimon's chameya. So then Reuven's pot becomes the property of Shimon. Pshine. Not only does Ruvain become the owner of Shimon's Chameir, but Shimon becomes automatically the owner of Ruvain's Chameir. Then, 9:30, so there's an argument. Then we see that all of a sudden, the Paul, the original owner of which was Ruvain, gave birth to a lot. Now the question is, when did the Paul give birth to a lot? Maybe the Paul gave birth to a lot, and no way who saw when it gave birth. But it must have happened, you know, either a few minutes before 9, or a few minutes after 9, but who knows? No one saw. So we see there is a baby born. Now, Eve testifies that 1 minute before the exchange was made, the minute before the exchange was made, so the Paul, the Buddhist Paul, so gave birth to the baby. So if he gave birth to the baby 1 minute before the exchange, so then the blood belongs to Ruvain, because he only exchanged the mother for the hamlet, not the mother and the baby for the hamlet. But the blood was born 1 minute after 9, and at 9 o'clock, Shimon made the shichet in the Torah, so maybe the baby belongs to Shimon, so we don't know. So Machri Paul Bahamei, so the Lord is Yahweh. So we're going to read the question. Let's see whose reshus the baby is. If the baby is in the reshus of Ruvain, the Nore Kame, so then Ruvain should have. But if the baby happens to be standing already in the Chotzer of Shimon, so then he is in the Zek, so Amitz in the Chavere, all of a riot, even though the Nore Kame is admittedly Ruvain. But since now Shimon is encompassing the baby, so Mele, Shimon should have. So the more you tell us, the Mishnah is referenced to the case, so a kind of dharma, where the baby is spent in the middle, neither in Ruvain's Chotzer nor in Shimon's Chotzer. But if the baby would be in Shimon's Chotzer, so then it would be happening, for then Shimon would keep it there. Even though the more Kame is Ruvain. So this is a sikashe, but the more in the Vasta says, Hadidre Zeman Chazok. In other words, when do we say Chazok and Komash Pialodum, Shihi Shalim, that is something that is inanimate, something that is not in our heart. So let's say, they say, so even though Ruben even testified that they saw Ruben binding his horns this day on Friday, but if Shimon on Sunday has possession of this day, and he says that Ruben the Nore Kame sold it to him, so then he keeps it, because the Sefer couldn't walk from Ruben's house to Shimon's house. But suppose there is a certain day that Eden testified that this behemoth was birthed by Ruben on Friday, and now it's in Shimon's stable. And Ruben says, it's mine. And Shimon says, no, you sold it to me. Friday afternoon, you bought it Friday morning, and Friday afternoon, I bought it from you, and then I took it and put it in my stable. So the Lord is in the heaven of the Lord. So there's no husk in the behemoth to be given to Ruben. He's the Lord Kame. But he's talking now, Shimon is talking now in the behemoth. The answer is, the behemoth can walk by itself. They see, I cannot walk by itself. So how it could come into possession of Shimon? So obviously, the kind of Shimon is true. But Shimon, what kind of a value is it in the time of Shimon's group? Kind of group? Maybe he just walked out of Ruben's stable and moved into Shimon's stable. why would the Gemara say that when the Jabreka only came kind of Yah, but it's kind of in the shoes for Fair Shinet, so then the original Malachamea, so then she keeps it, even though the Malachamea is over, but gave us even a husband. So this says, in this case, since there is a God nominee, Bakuk, since there is a God nominee, well being God nominee, the late and same use of the best, and so the circumstances are of such nature that it outstated, after all, we know that there was an exchange. And the exchange was made the time of God. So, and now we see baby was born. We don't know whether the baby was born a few minutes before. So then the baby belongs to the bank, to the mother, okay? Or the baby was born a minute after night. In this, so then the baby belongs to Shimon, because the mother was a Shimon. So how can we say, well, since he's Gabriel, and Ruben is Morikame, so it's a raya what? Since Ruben is Morikame, and it's a Gabriel, so it's a raya that the baby was born a few minutes after night. Why couldn't the baby be born a few minutes after night? Even though the woman is Morikame. So now there is a subject. We cannot say that Morikame, the Cheskas Morikame is without. So melee, it's a subject. So when there is a subject, so the music of Tophus is stronger than the music of Morikame. So that's another kind of music. Din music is not a subject. Not a synagogue. So we have two halachas of music. We have a halacha of music of Biru, and we have a halacha of music of Din. Even though we don't know. So we may so then the halacha is amazing how they all right. In the Gemara Mometzia later on, there's a whole sugi, Tophikir Mitzis in your day. So it's considered like Ruach HaKodesh. So Sophic prayer. if the mother behind the head of miscarriage and then give birth to blood, then the child needs whether the miscarriage, the fetus, behind was a father ready, so maybe the next one is not a preferred one. Or it was a big one, it was just poor out, so maybe the next woman belongs to the kid. So the halacha is a mitzvah in the chaver of the bai. The kid comes to the person and says, oh, I want it one, because maybe the miscarriage he has was just poor, so this belongs to me. So he says, maybe it was a real blood miscarriage, blood. So maybe this blood is not at all, so it belongs to me. So the whole thing is amazing, Chavir over my head. And the KM cannot recover the blood from this. So tomorrow I suppose the KM took liberty in grabbing the blood from the soil. Then the soil comes to Bezdin, oh, he did such an unfair thing, he doesn't even know what it is, and he grabbed it from me, talked to him. So you know, Rabbi, in the teens in your day, or in the teens. Then there is a great machine how he passed. Most machine passed, the top of the king is the teens, the Rambam passed, Dr. K and any teenage boy. So, according to Rambam, the Pitaskins, Dr. K and any teenage boy. So, that's only Shaiach and the kings of Moses of Sokich. There is also no anomaly, because the pain of the blood and the pain we had miscarried, the mother pain had miscarried before. We don't know whether the first miscarriage was the miscarriage of Huad Alme, or miscarriage of the blood. If the miscarriage was the miscarriage of the blood, so the second blood is the blood, is the problem of the care. If it was, if the miscarriage was of the real fetus, so then the blood, the second blood, belongs to the body, to the soil, so we don't know. So we say, I need to have a right with your surface, not with your blood. So we say, since it is something, so let the blood stay in the possession where it stays, the Bible. So in such a case, he became, took the liberty, and he grabbed that. So then he says to the Bible, we can be made from the care, because maybe he did. When he came at first, a week ago, and you asked us, you know, to recover it for you, we told him, no, we can't. How can we recover it from the soil, from the Bible? We don't know what it is. But now, he acted as a top person, and he grabbed it. It's in his possession. How can we recover it from him? Maybe it is really his. So the burden of proof is now a new soil. That's how the Rambam passes. But the Rambam would not say, that in the case of, let's say, of this Seder, where Hulin bought it on Friday, even so, Hulin bought it on Friday, and then someday we find the Seder in the profession of Shimon, and we come to Bezin, and Bezin says that even though Hulin is more coming, but since now Shimon has possession of the Seder, it's his, so it belongs to Shimon. Then on Monday, Hulin will come to Shimon's house. He brought the same, walk away with it. So then she will come to Bezin and say, look what woman did, he grabbed, he came to my house and he grabbed it. So what will Bezin say? He'll tell woman, please, you return it immediately. Why? Because there, it's a deal Bezin knows on the basis of Chazoke from Mashiach Shalei that it's definitely she does, even though woman. So maybe talk day is in secret story. So when does the Rambam pass through the teachings of the words where it was the Morikami is the Mosaic because of the subject, not because of the people. So we have two demons. We have one demon of Mosaic of Bill, and we have one demon of Mosaic of Sok. For example, let's say, by Aristotle prevails. And even the Kuntas Asteikis, the father of the saints, Kuntas Asteikis, all of the old Kuntas and saints. So we discuss that for Aristotle prevails. So the Allah is, Hamid's father of Ali, who did say, the Israel, the Israel. Suppose the Israel takes that Aristotle prevails and he gives it to Manisha and he says to her, Hariya Kudeshis, the prayer of Mivlaze, is the Isha Kudeshis with her father, or the Isha Kudeshis with her father? So he says, it's told that the father will be more over there. Talk to Cain, which is the other day, or talk to Cain, which is the other day. The Rishayim will pass to talk to Cain, which is the other day. So even though the lesson doesn't know whether it was a call or it wasn't a call, but since he was negotiated by him, so, and if the king would grab it from him, so the lesson would take it out from the king's position and give it back to the Israel, that means in the Mosaic of Sotik, since he's a Mosaic, so he acquires title into his father. As long as he sees something before this, whether it is a poor or not a poor, so he is tied with his father. And even if God Ishmael is guarding that it is a poor, but since we don't know, so who is tied with his father in that world, the Israel. So maybe if you are in Kaddish and Isha, so she's not just something, but she's father. Father. But if we say like a Rambam, the Tokhik is the, that means that even before the king left it, so it still is a Sotik owner, is not an owner with your father. Because the fact is that if the king grabs it from the soil, then he keeps it. So even the king didn't grab it, he's only a Sotik wife, not a Bagger wife. So maybe the Kaddish Nisha, she's only a Kaddish Sotik, not a Kaddish Nivale. But all these things apply only to the case of a Sotik Mosek, a demon. But where is a Mosek? It is a Bagger, of course. He is a Bagger wife, and it is the Kaddish Nisha, it is a Bagger wife, and the Kaddish Nisha, it is a Bagger wife, so it is a Bagger wife. Right. Now, here, Schneider and Vitaly is each one is here. Why? Because if both hold 100 talents, so both hammers are here. So what do you mean both hammers are here? This is still. It means one is in the Mosaic and one is there, and one is in the Mosaic and the other. So that's why it's Yahweh. So Yahweh could be called a Mosaic. Ahamis, but have they all arrived? So in one head will be Mosek, so she had the burden. In one head, she had the Mosek, so who can have the burden? So it's a clip. But in view of the fact that they are two dean of Mosek, one dean of Mosek is Mosek of Bill, and one dean of Mosek in the case of God, the nominee, not of Bill, but of Dean. And in respect to the Mosek of Sophie, there is the whole child of the Mosek. So the question is, when two hold it, so it's Yahweh, is it at the basis of Hazokik or Mashiach Mishalei, the building of Mosek, or is it at the basis of this demon? So from the Lashon of the Rosh, it says, Ichotobo, Shonrei, Yadodo, Hashim Mishalei, Ahati, Shehunarabe, Mishalei. Shalim, ki da mun tam nasir al habe, de chashbun le gazem, aval gabri do amal di chafe, kim ka chile shalim si kan kol da umba. But we have to apply the din of Mosek. Which din of Mosek? The Sophic din of Mosek or the Bill din of Mosek? The Bill din of Mosek. And this symbol of Asra says the same thing. Ki da mun tam nasir al habe, de chashbun le gazem, hayena di hilka, ke chashbun ka gala, ve di chashbun. Sie kann die Kobe umbauen. Sie sagen, wir können das Kabbatin. Ja, علاوه بر دیو و علاوه بر دی که خیلی خیلی مشابه هستن زیم مشابه هستن لازم شانه شنیده خود مهم موزه دیگه و شنیده رو دیگه و به این دست نخیابی بریم خیلی میشه با این کرده باشیم روی این شمی و بیهو این مرشاله و تیل کخی بودیم که بلندون خود که شما نفسی دیگه خود مهم شاله که دیگه به یه ایسه قوله این آلم شکل میشه تیل بیاده بیکی اخوی بیغایست شدیست که دیسین خنازه شمی شعبی نیمه کاری اولای غایست و این شمی شعبی نیمه میسمت شیل همی به شلی بیاده یه ایسه ممشنه ایسی را خمت شیلیم سیل و یه مازه مد بیس اشم سمت شی و یه مولی ما خوی آلی غایر دیسین بیادی اما ها خسابوت نباشه that Kodali Gvar is also Ipsardi. Ipsardi, even why? Because it's based upon certain evidence. Not real evidence, but what is called in English prima facie evidence. Prima facie evidence. In other words, there's some evidence. You know, when a person is accused of a certain crime. So, you can be fighting just like that. Suppose that one person will come to the district attorney and will say about Rabbi Yaakov Reishi, he committed the murder the day before. So the grand jury will indict me, you know. But indict me, I mean, that could be done in the Russian case, but not, but fortunately not in the United States of America. So why, so in order that the grand jury should indict? So some evidence has to be submitted. Even though the evidence is not conclusive, but it's sufficient to indict. So in other words, in this case, some evidence is enough. Whoever submits some evidence as it says, so best can use it. So best can use it. So because since knowledge is a mosaic, so best can use this kind of exact. Even though it's not based upon conclusive evidence. And if one of the parties, just prevails by care, by force, not has to show force against the person, but force against the vote, so that's also prima facie evidence, not a real heart. So in this kind of a situation where no one is losing, so Bezdin relies on faint evidence, on prima facie evidence. But but it's exactly is from the corridor. The ancient Ishadim is natural Israel, the other ancient Mashmisa, half an actual Israel, the game has the Mabes, Hashem Sanachi, by him we walk on the right and send the Odin. Our Hoch and Shem of Sotin, who had powers. Und die Ordnung schon die Einzelheit von der Schadere, Hilkach und Oliver Pinsken und Koga und Bar, er von dem Oliver Geise und Maschi der Schadere. Passive Geise. Not definitely Geise. But wenn die Schadere, Hilkach und Zwischen Liebse, so hat mir Chluke. So he says, Hilkach und Oliver Pinsken und Koga und Bar. So the Rolosh of the Rosh is, that Koga und Bar is also Psagdin. It's a judgment by best. It's a judgment by best. What you say, it's not a really fair, I mean, to give tremendous such a judgment. After all, Besson doesn't have conclusive evidence that it's forming only prima facie evidence. The answer is, in such a case, when no one is a mosaic, so Besson renders a judgment on the basis of prima facie evidence, too. What else could Besson do? But now, that's the best we could do under the circumstances. But it's a psalmody. It's not easy. But would seem she's better than the Basre, the Arishim and Wachim, and the Russian of the Rashbam. I don't want to go over the whole Sugya there. The Rashbam mentioned several times that Kol Alma Bar is not a psalmody. It's a silly. It's a silly thing. Basically, what does Kol Alma Bar mean? Besson refuses to take jurisdiction over the litigation. Like this, two parties come to Besson, and they have an argument. One says, shall we? One says, shall we? So say wisdom like themselves, why should you involve yourself? Who needs all that trouble to become involved in your fight? We refuse to take jurisdiction of it. No, a person cannot do that. He said it to himself. A person cannot say anything. I don't know. Because it's incumbent on a person to involve himself and to pass. But there's a situation. A person has the right to refuse.
Then Shimon gets it, but of course, it's a medieval manure, it falls
Athens used only a boat that has a Cholomer. Against the Parthians, it has a Cholomer. Anybody uses force against the Parthians, then basically the power would have to arrest them. It's a Russian, it's a real yacht. But the force is used only against the boat, not against the Parthians. So according to the Cholomer, it's like a ping pong game. So one day, moving grabs it, the next day, shooting grabs it. What is it all? According to the Russian game, that is exactly, so of course, you can't be exactly like ping pong game. Exactly, there is no such exactly in the ping pong game. So in other words, it's based upon the Ptasi Hohe. The one who is stronger is more courageous, is more energetic, so he probably is the owner. So the one who does it first, he's the owner, not the people. But those machines on the whole thing is certainly chaos. So chaos, so you see, a ping pong game too, why not? Chaos, no. A ping pong game is the idea of thinking chaos. There's no architectural addiction, so. So it's a ping pong game. It's a ping pong game.
There's the alternative to basically take the campus until someone's going to the right.
To produce them. So there is a machlekes whether we tapsin or loy tapsin. And we pass loy tapsin. Just like that certainly, what does, how can this be custody? They don't know what to do with it. What will they do with the custody? All right. Yes.
According to the Shita of the Rosh, so if one reacts to tapsin, then the other eight can bring riots, the other Baltic can bring riots through us, that's it.
Of course! They're going to Lao Tse.
So, in such a case, why is the Gemara has Nabayim or Vassar that we say Tafsina or Lo Tafsina, the convention be Tofich or not?
Yeah.
But if the person can bring rise goods and grab it back.
But how does this know that he is going to keep his promise?
I understand. Why should he be concerned?
No, he's not concerned because this doesn't want to remain because the business why one man Roma says wait up, and that will pass because we might kill him. Because in the event this would take us. And then the party wouldn't produce testimony, so then Besdin wouldn't be able to give up the custody. And then it would be Yemura Hachiyo, then Besdin would be stuck with the vault. We'd have permanent custody on the vault until somebody would bring the right vault. So why should Besdin, you know, take the bet to remain stuck with the vault? So that was the number one, we are not going to take custody. You say more righteous. So then, in the meantime, so this goes on back, and once a week, I go rest, so then, even in the other color, we'll grab it, we will be covered from it. The person will be going to be custody when the person is not sure whether he will keep his promise that he will bring the right over. Right now. So Tish says, Yeshuna deals in Shane, the Hoshitkin Golecha, Yeshuna Vivada. In other words, the Akreku is not based upon the subject in the Mosaic, but upon the view of the announcer of the mind, the topic is how you pay you. The Hindi Monishish is that we know the talent, Hoshiba Yu, Shanitke David, the Heskashneye. During maximum on talking about the marriage question of why. The question is, why is the Nietzsche considered like Schneider is not before? The Nietzsche told the family for the moment of the president. The answer is because we know that one is dying. Not certainly we know that one is dying. But by the knowledge, the Lumushan sheet, the Gemara says, only get like this, or you come not because, or you come not because, and you only get like this, or you come not because, you come away, you say, you have to be the money, you give money to the money, the money, the Lumushan sheet, you know. Oh, now, very smart, you should be able to stay through this. You have only made that. Same to ask, you should be the So, it feels so crashy, and that's the deals in our text. Simply nasty. The deals of the written Rambam means simply tishy kidoy. Not nasty. What does it mean? Nasty is it doing kaharot? So Rashi says, simply tishy kidoy, simply please. In other words, two bundles. One bundle, a woman and Shimon came into Rabbi's house, and he said to Rabbi this way. Here are two bundles of money. Two bundles of money. So, in one bundle there is 200 tools, in the other bundle there are 100 tools, and we want you to do the shame of at least two bundles. And the thing is that they both came together and they acted in unison, together like, you know, like one person. Like, in one person. So, and we are practical. Then, he doesn't know whether Ubin, maybe doesn't know whether Ubin is a bundle or a bundle, and she may not know vice versa. So, so then we say, is he one of us here? Is he one of us here? Is one of us here? Is he hey? So, according to the reason the Rambam still said, he should be in Kaharol, so then he will return to Kaharol. So, seeing this, the Hubin and Chimen gave the Tulevi, they threw the 300 tools in one bundle. So Hubin and Chimen are like one Akhut, and Tulevi is the Shemitah for the two of them. At least the two of them are in one person. So you can understand from the town that the chain of one, even though he is a family born, he keeps going to the form. He keeps chained up to the two of them, they actually use it. But it's more likely that the taste is that the same deal says such, not because of the reason the Rama who takes this, has the taste is an adaptive. The hearsay of the Buddha the Rambam takes probably mention. The Rosh in the Machi spells it out in so many words that the right hearsay is not a Gentile. Why is it considered the right shame of the world? The answer is specified by the Bible. The hearsay is not a Gentile. But since the Gentile is there, more uses the Washington in the hour. So in other words, they gave the leader the impression that they left it to him. Even though they gave him two ones, you know, sometimes one person will be two ones of money finishing. So here, two people actually in unison, more like one person, gave him two ones. So it's not to be expected of the lady to remember who gave the 200 who gave the 100 to the bottom, and what they acted together in unison. So maybe he's a champion for the two of them together. So that's why Taster says that said Hoshi the criminal mission that is more than Hoshi Babusha Mutke Vikings who has Kashmir during Hassan's office. I think about 52 years ago, my father said that in the name of Chaim. I think so. I wouldn't be sure, but I think the Kachim Shammai Yehotom Vava Dechavimai Benachiku Yehudu Shemesh Uvitachye Yimuna Avon Talit Yehudu 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 Nehmer, du kinde, da afu ki lechere di senes, Here, just before the apple season, in one line there, she's the apple season, after she got carried in, having the hour of the apple, after she's so snail. Even the working day, we have to make cold out in the hour, when we soon get out of the working day, in a quick year, in the same days, we can be all in one day, hey, we should be the same, such a person in the apple. Now, what do you mean? You find it all the time, all in one day, and the link and the same, we should be the same. I mean, that's how this is practically all the same explained, except Rashi. So he is not upshot in Ramadan, because all the other shame, certainly most shame, explained all the time in the sentence, the late time Seir, he is something that doesn't get means that the circumstances are of such nature that there is a something. You cannot say any Umbres. Machel Baba Hanir can say Umbres. How do you know? The circumstances are of such nature that there is a doubt whether the lad was born a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. Now, so case was the Tramadan. Case was here, case was in your pastor, Tramadan says that there are three calls, three guidelines, when to apply the rule of Yachleikov, when to apply the rule of Yemunach, and when to apply the rule of Kodam. There are three guidelines. What are the three guidelines? Yachleikov has to be applied in the case where Shneir, Muzokin Bey, and Mitzachluk on the Hebrew business. Mitzachluk on the Hebrew business. So then we apply the rule of Yachleikov.
What's the second criteria?
Mozokin and the Chluko Yechil Lizen. The Chluko is possible to, even though it's not certainly true, but it's possible. Suppose it's not Mozokin way, then it's from Allah. That's the second guideline. The first guideline is that if it's Mozokin and the Chluko Yechil Lizen, so it's Yechil. The second guideline is, if it's not the talking day, it's called on back. The third guideline is, if it is Mozokin, and they nachuku yechel in the sentence, so then it's Yehuna. So we don't say called on back, because it's Mozokin, they help him and say called on back. So certainly, according to Nishki, Shomei, and Rajpam, it's called on back, it's the same thing, how can Besdin say, who don't want to be involved, who refuse to take jurisdiction over the case, if it's Mozokin. And even according to the Rosh, that's the Psalm, but that all the Psalm is not based upon the conclusive evidence, but only on the final page evidence. So how can this be render a judgment that is based upon the page evidence, not real evidence, in the case of Mozokin? So the first guideline is that if it's Mozokin, that would be the same as, so it's Yahweh. The second guideline is if it's not Mozokin, so then it's Kodalma, whether it's Akutin Yahweh, same as, or in Akutin. If it's no one holds it, so it's Kodalma. The third guideline is that if it is. It is, if it is Mozokin, but in Achut and Chelis Senez, so Kol Baal and Baal, we cannot say because it's Mozokin. So then we say Yim, and then as a parallel to the third guideline, you can put down that if one is not, a third part is not, so then it's also Yemunah. It's also Yemunah. For example, in the case where Besdin, where one of the parties over the boat, so he said to Besdin, it's not. And Besdin was famous, even though he passed. We passed him. But the whole Besdin made a mistake. And took custody. Sometimes Besdin makes a mistake too. And Besdin took custody of the boat. And then the party came to him and said, I'm sorry, but I was trying to produce weaknesses. So then Besen will not give up the custody of the volume and say to the parties, now let's have a fight between the parties. Besen will never do such a thing to give up the custody. So then it will be enough. So that's a corollary to the third idea. A third party is produced, so then we know such a thing. Alright, these are the three guidance. And this is says at the end of the Sukhas, after God being Mosokhite, the Nahuka Yechir in Semes, he had to declare a nomine, Kiru Shalit and Sin in Sukhas, the best thing is Yahweh. What does it mean? Why did he say Sukhas and how about the Quran? The answer is, according to the Rabbanon, even if no one is in Tokus, but if there is a more common, let's say in the case of an act of God of Mayor, so he's more common, no, he's not more poor. So even if the blood is stemmed to Agam and Nero, no one is supposed, so then there's a new person that belongs to the original Balafor, but he's more common. But Sukha says no. That's why basically says, well, Sukha, but suppose there is no more common either, then the Rabbon will agree with Sukha. That no one is in Mosek and no one is in Moakame, so then it's Yachleik who there is a God. Who is Sukhas Abraham Mosokhide, who should be Semed, even to the Lord Mone, Pirush Mosek, to the Benjamin. Now the question is this. Tesis mentioned here three guidelines. What are the three guidelines? Guideline number one, that if they are both Mosokhim, and the Chukh Yachim is so there is Yahweh. Guideline number two, if no one is in Mose, then it's called Allah. Guideline number three, that if both are God, but in Ahukri Kirin, so then it's in so what Sukhas, in which guideline does the last statement by this come? In Sukhas Abadabi Mosokhide, in the Hukri Hiri Semes, Ichet in the Torah, Mone, Kirish, and Sin, Kuba Hari, this is mentioned three guidelines. Now this halakhe of Sukhas doesn't seem to come with any of the guidelines. It certainly doesn't come within guideline number three, because guideline number three is that he broke down Mosokhide. And the Hukor is magically says that Yehuna doesn't come within guideline number two that his leader is in Moshe. So it's called Alba, he has a process Yahweh. And so it will come within guideline number one. But how will it come within guideline number one? Guideline number one only says that he both have so, and it's a Hukor Yehuna is says, so then it's Yahweh. But here, it's saying those of him, in a hundred years, why isn't Yahweh there? Why is it Yahweh there? So how can that be explained? Now, turn to the washing of Tisfes, that's a Zion days in Bonitzi. Now we don't have to go over the whole campus. That's a Zion days. Just one expression. tasteless before our master, lame it and abused it at our master. And in that case, there is 1, 2, 3. The third one, that tasteless. The Yesh Reina. The Yisusha is when one in our little besotted is helping. So how does this is explained to Sukhas is wrong? Why does Sukha say that in the case of an Ahmed Yahweh, where no one is in Moses, no one is in Moses, no one is in Moses? So it's kind of the Aram of love, since there's already one in the Yisrael. So we which guideline does it come? So according to this, this is like parallel to guideline number one. What was guideline number one? Guideline number one was that if its name was okay, and it's a hook on the SMS, so then it's a hook. Only Shane was up on day and the Hukul Hemis. But suppose Shane was up on day and the Hukul Hemis MS, then it's Yamuna. So the color of the guideline number one. According to some press, according to some press, even if it's because Shane was up on day and in the Hukul Hemis MS, but there is a draw in the man, the way can see is of the best, so it's also. But it's based upon the fact that according to some cases, both are considered mosokim. Even though there is no rekame, so since there is no rekame, so in spite of the fact that there is no rekame, so the other part is also considered mosokim, not only the rekame. And the rabbanim say no, since there is no rekame, so only the rekame is considered. And the other party is not considered. So this is what he says. The Ishlema of the Sukhas, the Islay, Momin Hamut Musaf Kirkin, Habeki Utabayim. Now turn to this is that good desire. Good desire of the base. Let's start in the seas of your test. It's the Zion of the days. It's the Zion of the days. Now, this is the Baramasco, Lame Tereki Yukta de Ravnach. So what's the longest of success? That if there is an already momine, they are both considered mosokim. So then you ask, but if they are both considered mosokim, so it has to come within guideline number one. If both are mosokim, so then it's Yahweh, but only if it's a Hebrew sentence, and by Nachlet Korach Meir, it's in a Hebrew sentence, so the answer is, when we say that it has to be a Hebrew sentence, if there is no problem, where there is a problem, and then we say a Hebrew, even though it's in a Hebrew sentence. So it's a corollary to guideline number one. So we have three guidelines according to one another. Three guidelines, important to remember. Guideline number one, that if it's mosokim, that would be the famous sentence exactly. Corollary to guideline number one, that if it's mosokim, and it's already nominated, even though it's in a Hebrew sentence,
Sumka says it's brilliant. Kaya number two, if it's no one is in Mose, so it's Kolom Va. Kaya number three, if it's Mosos, and the Inachut in the Chemi Semes, then it is Yemuna. Kaya to Kaya number three, if one is stoppers, let's say the rest is stoppers, so then it's also. That's why he best was famous, because we are the goal, we should have been. But suppose we didn't stay, and he took us to the goal. And then one of the powers who claimed that he's going to produce weakness, came to produce weakness, says, so best because we love his customer. And best we keep set up. So he asked the question, so if you are not going to come and say it belongs to Obey, so we'll give it to Obey. So the question is, there's no question. Rei Bashamayim applies only to the Dinyat, but not to the Mudyaot of Dinyat. Here it's not a question of a Dinyat. We don't know who is the owner. We don't know if you're down there. So no one could be revalued. If you know you will be devoured deeply, so we must not. But here, the Novi will only be devoured in tears, the question of that. So why can't we rely on the Novi? That's the best proof, you know.
Right.
Anyway. Now, let's turn to the Tinsmith and Rolabasa. So that's come down. That we had immunitiated. Now, the agency of the master mentioned the reversion. Whereas Amitam says that Yahweh is only the case of Shemu Zokibay, that he says Yahweh could it's not. Well, I the morning what we see is the kashe. Why does the Mishnah say Yashan does the Talis Yahweh? And how is it in the case of Moshiachis we don't see Yahweh? Why does the Mishnah have to say by Moshiachis? So the Moshiachis should be divided. 50 should be given to Ruben, and 50 should be given to Shimei. To Shimei. So, but there it's not Moses. So what does Amitam say? It is Moses. Because the shoulders, the shame of the lifted, halted for the door. So he said, according to the reason that Adam's deal, so it's very simple. It's to write his counselor to hold him to the door. So we can also understand it, because since they both came together, they acted in unison, and they gave the impression to the ship, to the leader, that they act like one person, you know, in unison. So Mimele, it's considered like Kahel. So it's a shame for the two of them. Together, joint, not a shame for one and for the other side. But it is shame for the two of them, joint. But the reward, apparently, he holds not. The reward definitely accepts the deal of Rashi. Because if the reward had the deal of the reading the Rambam, then the reward would be the eye of the Rambam. Then the reward also would be that it's shame of Rashi. It's Rashi holds. So then it's managed shame of Rashi. But the reward, apparently, accepts the deal of Rashi. Then we should not differentiate the case of marriage. But Zebed is it. So Tam holds the king Zebed is it. Shnei Chochim has the same meaning as Kachel. And also has sins. Uyen gave the Shemer one of them. And Shimon gave the Shemer another one. Though some Mele become a Shemer for Uyen and Shimon joined. But he became a Shemer for Reuven individually separately and for Shimon separately. So it's not, so his Tvise is not considered a Tvise by the two of them. And still the more as the Kashe, it should be Yachleku. So it's a Raya that the Din of Yachleku is not limited to the case of Shimon Mazar. Even the case where it's not Shimon Mazar, okay? So it's also different. We don't hear a lot of tales in Dangurisho, the Abishmaik, the Mishnik, the Mishan also have a few things in the place. He goes on Bada Ikeramai, Hochein, the Tavai, the Rabbi, the Abdi, Hochein, the Dabi, the Ikeramai, the Yachreku. Oh, so the question is, so according to the report, so there's Kashi, how is it in the case of Shmaiyas in the town of Mishnik, Yachreku? And in the case of our album is important. So Tom said our album is not Muslim. But the reverse says it's not Muslim. It's also a playful. Why do we see Corona? So the reverse establishes another idea, another guy. He says like this. Yahweku applies to the case of Shin Muslim Bay and to the case where it's not Muslim. But when we say Yahweku, only there is no other. But if there is another Amai, one of the parties is certainly unscrupulous. Certainly unscrupulous. So then we don't say Yahweku. We only say Yahweku when neither party is definitely fraudulent. But if Beis Din knows that one of the litigants is certainly dishonest, then Beis Din doesn't say how. Beis Din doesn't say how. So in the case of Kol Ha'Ayin, one of them is a crook, is dishonest. Is dishonest, one of them. So maybe we can't say Yahweh. Because one is definitely wrong. One is definitely dishonest. Not a sincere answer. You see, Hinschneider is in Taurus. So, both might be very unsincere. Because the audience here, as I mentioned it Friday this year, and we both read that, took a hold of the Taurus about the same time. So, because of rationalization, wishful thinking, so each one thinks that he picked it up a second, it's 3 seconds before that. Sincerely believes so. sincerely so. So both might be very unsteady, but it is our holiday. Something happens. Both disappear. Either both belongs. Either both belongs to the Moshe Shimon at all. He didn't acquire the boat by finding the boat in skills. The boat was acquired either through purchase or through building, construction, and so on. So how did one sincerely believe, each one sincerely believe, that is the one is the owner, the other one? This house, the unscrupulous who says he is the owner. So one of them is Bala Rama. One of them is Bala Rama, I will translate. So that's guideline number one, according to the law. The Tahreiku, we only say in case where there is no Bala Rama, where there was no king or angel. Then guideline number two, if there is Bala Rama, we don't say that. But we say, call the Alma. Now, because the Rebbe had the guideline number three, yeah, the Rebbe has that. Now let's go over the Washington. Before we read Lava Kiril, in Dami Shaw, Rabbi Shmaiki, Kelly Shuye, Kishan Hoso, after the Rabbi Ainsi, Hoso Vada, Ikeramai, Hoche in the Tabaila, do the Abbiu, Hoche Name, the Abbe, Kibi, Ikeramai, the Afleku, Aladine, Kolomba, Hoche, the Rabbi Shnaim, Shiki, Kolomba, Why don't we say Mishnah and Shekidu Kolomba? Mishun Yulon Machinon, Kidam Rinon, Hoche, Itatsino Loi Machinon. So why don't we say now? If one has the Kashi, why is it by Shnai and Shekidu, it's Rechot, the one is on the side, is the one on the side, is the one on the side, is the one on the side. So Zeretumon, Zeretumon, why don't we say Yachrei Kudeya? I mean, why don't we say Yachrei Kudeya? Or why don't we say by Shnayim Oz in Italia, say Munach? This is Morris Kasha. Morris Kasha. So, according to the law, why don't we say Kol Diawi Vade? Kol Diawi Vade? The law says, what's guideline number one? That if it's Father Hamai, then you say Kolon Dva. Why you say Nach, Kolon Dva? So he says, business, why you don't say Kolon Dva? Because it's not Kohua, then the case of the top is Lomakim. If one of the religions said that you pay custody of the boat, I will in a few days, I'll produce testimony, and then, so basically, took custody, and then failed to produce that, took custody, and then the leader, let's say, failed to produce witnesses, so basically, refuses to give up the custody. And the custody, why doesn't basically give up the custody and say to women, children, listen, women failed to produce witnesses. So, we turn it over to you to find God. Let's do it here. Because that if somebody has possession in it, so we don't tell the person to give up the possession in order to expose it to call down the power, to the challenge of call down the power. So, here too, the Shemia, he has possession of the witness. So, we don't tell the Shemia. Listen, you just put the money solutions on the table and let your depositors fight for it. You don't do that. Certainly, if in the case of Tophasis or Matupanay, or Tower Hamo, in the case of Shane, who is the Queer Bashovic, we certainly don't tell him, you put the money solutions on the table before the parties and let them fight out. That's what it was. Oh. What about the Chinese people on the bar? We should not be on. Can we all be that's not the Martin on? I remember Martin on the Yosef Shapi. So he says, even if somebody has to give up the possession. So why shouldn't we say to the Shekhinah also, give up the custody of the relationships, and let's have the power is fight over it? That's the discussion. So Nachum Zogi gives in very simple terms, in very simple terms. He says, when does Rakhoke say Matinon, only in this case, where Bezin was disposed to say Kodalika, then he came to Bezin and he said, listen, I have witnesses, I'm going to produce them, but it will take me a few days until I get them here. I can't do it today. So Bezin, believing the Hudev that he's going to produce witnesses, So takes custody. So Bezin does take custody. He takes custody only provisional, temporary, until Ruben will produce his witnesses. But then Ruben fails to produce witnesses. So he says it in this case, where Bezin took custody only provisional and temporary, not actual custody, only provisional custody and temporary custody for a short time, for a few days, until Ruben is able to produce the witnesses. But since he took custody, so he has no reshus to give up the custody, that even though it was taken only temporarily and provisionally. But they say is now, you have the fact that Bezin took custody only provisionally and temporarily because Ruben made a commitment that it's going to produce witnesses. Some Mele is going to give up the custody because they took it on a condition. Mashen came vis-a-vis the Shekhinah, who didn't take custody of the Chayfetz on a condition. He took real custody, and he undertook to be a Shekhinah, so he certainly is not at liberty to give up the custody. This is what Nachum Zogi says. In my poem, Avraham Avinu was a Shapir, in my poem, I'm with some of the stories, Nachum Chameya, goes from the Rabbi, they knew that I can mostly. So things he says that the divorce shot is not helpful. Why? Because the divorce mentions Baba Ramai, not even see that you mentioned the wrongness of Baba Ramai, only disappear against, he says that if you accept that one of the parties is dishonest, so then this imposes the knas and keeps all the three months. That's it. Once a hobby, the knas. So that knas is only shy and peace about it. But as far as the Shri is concerned,